information on their rights, including the right to contest these measures. The state party, might the state party, that is, indicate how it plans to ensure the individualized case-by-case consideration of all requests, effective access, and effective access to the asylum procedures. Similar concerns exist as regards the situation in Mayotte. There is a specific regime for asylum seekers with less procedural guarantees, and this includes appeals without a suspended effect. Now, as regards to the matter of the presumption of an evaluation of age of the minors, the committee has received information according to which this has not been formalized and that bone age tests are still being used. Might the state party report as to whether it has the intention of following the recommendations of the Committee on the Rights of the Child to put an end to the use of bone tests in law and in practice. Might also clarify the specific objectives of the January 2024 law regarding the establishment of files aimed at identifying the minors that non-accompanied minors that are suspected of criminal infractions. Who keeps these files, and what appeals procedures are available to the minors that are targeted, and how does the state party ensure that these files will not be used for other ends? For example, the goal of increasing decisions of non-recognition of minors and minor status. There's also an overpopulation or overcrowding in the reception centers or shelters, according to information we've received. Does the party plan to take measures to address this and to increase the amount of urgency lodging options, and particular for unaccompanied minors? I anxiously await your responses. Much obliged.